Sa tuwing titingalaka sa kalangitan, maaaring napuno na ng cranes ang kalangitan ng malalaking lunsod sa Australia. Ngunit ayon sa executive chair ng property group na WBP, Greville Pabbs, maaaring bababa ang presyo ng mga ito.
Particularly the new units and apartments and off the plan, I think we're going to see very little growth. In fact, I think the conditions will be quite flat and perhaps even negative over the next couple of years.
Kung kayo'y bibili ng apartment sa tinatawag na off the plan, nangangahulugang binili mo na ito bago pa man naitayo ang nasabing apartment. Maaaring makita ng maintresadong bumili ang disenyo at building plan, ngunit wala pa itong gusali o lugar na maaari nilang makita o mabisita ng personal. Ayon kay Greville Pabbs, sinuri ng WBP ang 1,800 off the plan na nabili sa Melbourne itong nakaraang 18 buwan. Anya, sa may halos kalahati ng mga ito, pagkatapos ng tinatag na settlement of property, bumaba ang halaga ng mga ito ng mula 10% hanggang 15% sa napagkasundo ang halaga ng nabili nila ang apartment. Ibig sabihin, kailangang matustusan ng umutang ang nagkulang na halaga.
That gap has to be funded by the borrower, and if they can't fund that equity gap, they have to either put in more money or forfeit the deposit.
Kanyang minungkahi na maaaring overpriced ang presyo ng mga nasabing apartment.
Particularly the higher value apartments in Melbourne and Sydney, the 2-bedroom, the 3-bedroom apartments tend to be priced too highly. And I think the best advice I can give to consumers and borrowers is to seek independent advice before they sign the contract.
Ayon sa Star Partners real estate agent Douglas Driscoll, kalahati sa mga bagong tayong bahay sa pamilihan sa Sydney, mga unit.
Everyone seems to have a different opinion. You know, you'll hear politicians, economists, market commentators. Some will say there's an oversupply, then conversely some will say there's an undersupply. For me, I think we're fast approaching an oversupply of apartments in Sydney, but we are facing a crisis in regards to an undersupply for detached homes.
Ani Ginong Driscoll, mahalagang lokasyon at infrastruktura.
There's going to be simple economic rules apply. You know, what goes up must come down. But certainly the market's found its feet. I personally anticipate property prices across Sydney to be going up by about 3 to 5% this calendar year. Having said that, there will be the odd exception. And I think the pressure points will be for some of the apartment buildings in the outer suburbs further away from the CBD.